It's Monday, December 22nd, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Sounds of Lady Hawk. That right there, Lady Hawk, brand new music from her album Lady Hawk. That was the song Magic. And Lady Hawk, she's from New Zealand. She actually lives in London, but she's getting kind of a lot of hype, and I don't like the album nearly as much as I think everybody else does. But it is very, very 1980s, with some CSS kind of thrown in for good flavor. And the 1980 stuff is like that song. It starts off, and you're like, wait, is this Men Without Hats? No, there's a chick singing. Okay, it's not Men Without Hats. But I mean, is that a sample? It's so exactly the same. It makes you wonder. There's another song that's just like, is this Gary Numan? Like, I swear, this has got to be Cars, right? But it's not. It's like a different song. So I don't know. Kind of a weird thing. But if you like that song, maybe check out the rest of the record and see if you like it more than I do. Okay, up next, a band I really like a lot. They're called James. They got famous back a while ago. I mean, they were already famous before, but they got really famous with the song Laid. I think you're so pretty. Which, you know that song. It's a great song. It was a great song, Laid. Anyway, so they've got a new album out, their first album in quite a little while. It's called Hey Ma, and we're going to hear two fantastic songs from it. It lives up to all other stuff by James. The album is not at all a disappointment. The time spent away from making music was just spent like practicing making good music or something, because this album, totally solid. Hey Ma, check it out, you're gonna want this album, it's just that good. So we're gonna hear two songs, Hey Ma followed by White Boy, which I think are the two best songs on the album, but there's a whole bunch of four stars too, so you're gonna want to check out James if you like these two fantastic songs. Check them out right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Now the towers have fallen, so much dust in the air. It affected your vision, couldn't see yourself clear. From the fall came such choices, even worse than the fall. There's this chain of consequences within. Action, cause and reaction never falls to plan. Black swans on your picnic table, knocking over the jam. Please don't preach me forgiveness, you're hardwired for revenge. War is just about business, with me, without. Dead live on within us, keep your fingers crossed. We were choking on the smoke and the dust and the lives that were lost. Scratch the surface of liberals, there's a beast underneath. Others hide in their jackals within.
Iraqi journalists hurled one and then another shoe at the
shoe thrower yelled in Arabic, "This is a farewell, dog."
A guy throws his shoes at George W. Bush. In the midst of war and staggering economic news, what an odd little story to dominate the headlines for 3 days. But the target was the President of the United States. The incident was rich with subtext. And most of all, it was all on tape. Like the Zapruder film, only non-lethal. Wow, nice reflexes, Mr. President. The New York Post headline was lame duck, but I beg to differ. This was one of the few times in 8 years when Bush didn't look awkward at the podium. His missile defense system should only be that nimble. Oh, and a little deflective humor, too. All I can report is, deadpan Bush, it is a size 10. Ha ha ha.
Sleep, my mind's battered. Stock market free for dreams shattered. Lost cause, pulled up a sure winner. Made a few grab a new job as a serial killer. Mom's droning on and on and on. She wants this, she wants that, she wants bling, she wants tat, she wants creams that can cover the cracks. Wedded bliss, cancer scan, she wants family man, self-esteem and an old body back. She said,
so, yeah, comedy? Check. Man bites dog? Check. Man calls president dog? Check. Suitable for slow-mo? Double super check. But none of that is why this episode will live forever, nor even the brazenness of the attack smack in a sea of press and Secret Service. Sure wasn't the journalistic angle, despite a fairly severe breach of decorum. I mean, just think of Dan Rather.
Are you running for something? No, sir, Mr. President, are you?
The CBS newsman became a public enemy in some circles for merely talking back to President Nixon. Media etiquette-wise, winging footwear is definitely a press conference don't.
Oh,
barely seemed to register. Even the media focused less on their colleague, the culprit, than on his weapon.
In much of the Muslim world, throwing a shoe at somebody is considered the worst possible nonviolent insult. It shows extreme disrespect and contempt.
They say there literally could not be a more insulting gesture in the Muslim world than to be assaulted with one's shoe.
The shoe is considered something that's unclean in Iraq and across the Muslim world.
Whereas in France and Cambodia and Iceland, throwing shoes at someone's head is what, a compliment? Okay, so now we know that the gesture was not mere insult, but extreme insult. The kind of breathless attention to a minor detail that might have obscured the most significant part of the episode, but it could not.
Making love is always better.
right there was two songs in a row from Chicago, Illinois' own 1900s, or as I refer to them, Chicago's Essex Green, because they just sound so much like Essex Green and Ladybug Transistor. But anyway, those two songs were Collections and Making Love in Summertime, and they're from their new album or EP, whatever this thing is. It's got like seven tracks. It's called Medium High, and it's pretty solid. I think those are kind of great indie chamber pop songs. You know, if you like that sort of stuff, you're going to like everything by 1900s. Okay, up next, change of pace, we're going to hear two songs by a band from Oakland, California called The Heavenly States, who I've played before, but not in a while. They have a newish album called Delayer, and it's pretty good. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Never Be All Right, which is sort of a cover of Bob Dylan, but not quite. And then we're going to hear The Race. So check it out, The Heavenly States, where else but on this hurrah final episode of 2008 of The Sounds of My Head.
Even the most pernicious media filter, its own triviality, could filter out the real story. The tape told it plainly. A working journalist, not a Ba'athist insurgent, not a Shiite cleric, not a foreign jihadist, but a journalist, was finally so outraged by the blood and chaos visited upon his country that Muntadhar al-Zaidi lashed out at the most powerful man in the world, at who knew what cost to his career and personal safety. Maybe he guessed that he would become a hero throughout the Arab world, but he could just as easily wind up a martyr. His family has said he's already been severely beaten in prison. What would make him risk everything? The answer was immediately forthcoming, provided, generously enough, by the president himself.
And the guy wanted to get on TV, and he did. I don't know what his beef is.
He doesn't know. Exactly.
The buzz and the fuzz chasing after him. All the rest.
Here was George Bush for one last photo op in what he sees as a fertile crescent of Arab democracy and what most Iraqis see as the ruins of their society, as if to underline the very self-delusion and denial that so infuriated his attacker. The president depicted the incident as an illustrious emblem of freedom. Here he was with CNN's Candy Crowley.
I believe that a free society is emerging, and a free society is necessary for our own security and peace.
Not an unexpected reply from the president, who minutes later would deny once again that waterboarding is torture or its use against the law. More surprising, actually, was Crowley's question, which framed the shoe assault as a display of Iraqi ingratitude.
Was there ever a part of you that in reflection went, wait a second, we have poured billions of dollars, not to mention U.S. blood and treasure, into this country. How dare this guy, even if he's a single guy?
Was she just baiting Bush or expressing her own patriotic resentment? It was impossible to tell.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, that was crazy, right? That was Frank Fairfield. He's from Los Angeles, California. That song was called Darling Corey, and it's from his new EP called I've Always Been a Rambler, which is designed to sound exactly like really old music. That's his whole thing, is he makes music that just sounds really old. I think he succeeded right there with Darling Corey, because that song indeed sounded really old. So if you like the vintage music, or just the quirkiness of a guy who can so accurately mimic it, I'm a big fan of Frank Fairfield, and I'm going to watch him. Maybe he's going to have an album of old-sounding songs soon. That'd be great. I love it. Okay, up next, a band I like to play a lot. They're from Miami, Florida, and they're called The Postmarks, and I played them a while back when they were doing this series of free, every month they would release a new song as part of a series called By the Numbers, and so, you know, each month you'd get a different cover song that had a number in it, and the number would correspond with which number it was for the 12 months. And so, for instance, you know, the first one was like One Note Samba, and then the second one was You Only Live Twice. And this was the way it progressed. And the whole thing wrapped up, and it's done now, and they released the album of the whole batch of 12 songs. And there's a lot of really great covers on there, including this one called 1159, which I highly recommend a lot. It doesn't sound a whole lot like normal Postmarks, but I think it's great in its own right. So check it out, The Postmarks, right here from By the Numbers on The Sounds of My Head.
Sidebox social scientist.
What was clear was that the odd little shoe incident was so much more than man bites president. It was a video apotheosis, high drama disguised as low comedy, cathartic, illuminating, and, I promise you, iconic. If you believe in constructing your presidential legacy with indelible images, well, mission accomplished.
That was Asobi Seksu from New York City doing Me and Mary from a new two-track EP by the same name. It also includes a track called Breathe Into Glass, and that song was pretty solid. Sounds a whole lot like Asobi Seksu and their typical kind of shoegazery quality kind of music. So if you like that, that's pretty good. And I played it in part because it's, you know, good new Asobi Seksu, but also because I kind of think the Postmark song I played kind of sounds more like Asobi Seksu than the Postmarks, which I thought of Asobi Seksu when I was listening to Postmarks. But anyway. Okay, finishing up this, the last episode of 2008 of the Sounds of My Head, Sounds of My Head favorites, Vampire Weekend. That's right, I'm figuring out a way to both start and end this season with the old Vampire Weekend. So we're going to hear a remix of The Kids Don't Stand a Chance, which just came out as a single a couple weeks back. So this is a remix by Chromeo, and it's awesome. It accentuates all the things I like about the song. Initially, the beat is kind of dorky sounding, but it kind of gets better, I think. It's a really great version of this song. So check it out. Finishing up this episode and this season of The Sounds of My Head is Vampire Weekend with The Kids Don't Stand a Chance, the Chromeo remix. We'll be right back.
was at first glance. Your beloved is so soft now, but still you must advance. It's been strap man a morning, the partners in the dance. The paper's shot to pieces, the kiss don't stand a chance.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Popcorn, as covered by the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. I also talked over Gay Peace by the 1900s, Slaughter on 10th Avenue by the Postmarks, and Make the Road by Walking by the Manahan Street Band. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, and don't forget that I take at least January off. I might even take off some of February. So there's not going to be any new episodes of The Sounds in My Head for a while. So just kind of know that, so that when there aren't new episodes, you're not freaking out going, hey, where's all the sounds in my head I'm used to? It'll be back. It's just, it's going to take a little while, because I'm going to take at least a month off. No shows in January, and then maybe in February I'll pick back up, or it might even be like March. So I'm not sure exactly, but we'll play it by ear. And just don't unsubscribe, because there will be new episodes sooner than later. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you in a little while with more new episodes of The Sounds in My Head.